This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You can't trust what you can't see. And with that argument, the big news organizations convinced a federal judge that you should be allowed to see at least some of the Trump Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit. The AP's Donna Waters got this.
Judge Bruce Reinhardt has ordered the Justice Department to propose what parts of the affidavit it wants to remain secret, saying it's the government's burden to show why a redacted version should not be released. Attorney Deanna Shulman represents news organizations, including the Associated Press, that want the affidavit and additional records unsealed. She says it appears the judge will grant at least part of her request.
He understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
The government has 1 week to propose the redactions. I'm Donna Warder.
Some had hoped for a breakthrough in the war in Ukraine as President Zelensky met with the UN Secretary General and Turkey's president, but little immediate progress is being reported. The AP's Jennifer King.
Turkish President Erdogan and UN Secretary General Guterres met in Ukraine with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Erdogan says he'll follow up with Russian President Vladimir Putin as he seeks a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine.
He promised to try to heal the soul of the nation. Now the White House is announcing that President Biden will host a summit next month that will push back against hate-fueled violence in the U.S. The United We Stand summit opens on September 15th. Two small planes collided in Northern California while trying to land at an airport. At least two people killed. The planes crashed at the Watsonville Municipal Airport. The airport's owned by the city and does not have a control tower to direct aircraft landing and taking off. The price of gas is down to $3.91 this morning, 6 cents less than a week ago. This is AP News. A brain-eating amoeba is suspected in a second death in the Midwest. The AP's Lisa Dwyer's got this.
Health officials say a child likely died from a rare infection caused by a brain-eating amoeba after swimming in the Elkhorn River in eastern Nebraska last weekend. If confirmed, it would be the second death in the Midwest this summer from a potentially fatal infection caused by the Negleria fowleri amoeba. Health officials in Missouri say a resident died in July after likely ingesting the amoeba at a southwestern Iowa lake. Researchers believe climate change may be contributing to an increase in infections since 2000. People are usually infected when water containing the amoeba enters the body through the nose while swimming or diving into lakes and rivers. Symptoms include fever, headache, nausea, or vomiting, which can progress to a stiff neck, loss of balance, hallucinations, and seizures. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Slightly fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. The job market's still strong. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.